Anyway, the thing I remember most is all those stores, you know? You know, up through there, there was Chili Dog Charlie's, which was really new. There was Roxy Delicatessen.
Yeah.
There was the beauty shop.
What was right on the corner?
That's where Brother Juniper's was.
I can't remember. I can't for the life of me remember what was on that very corner.
On that very corner
was a pit.
Was a restaurant. And it was, I'm close. To be frank with you, I think the first Spaghetti Factory came there later. That's where Brother Juniper's right. On the corner of 11th Street? Is that where you're talking about?
10th and Peachtree. Catty cornered from where the Mitchell house is.
Oh, on that corner.
North.
Well, there was east. American Lunch, and then there was Stubby's. I thought Stubby's. No, Stubby's was the next. Stubby's.
Is that what burned down? Was American Lunch and something else? I thought American Lunch fronted on 10th.
It did. It did, and you came out the back after you ate. You went out the back door into the back parking lot, which was next to Atlantis Rising's
parking lot. Yeah.
But on the corner, on that corner, was a bar called Stubby's Bowery. Remember the Bowery?
I remember the Bowery, yeah.
No, that was the next one.
Yeah,
Because there was a merry-go-round.
Stucky's.
Stubby's. Stubby's Bowery.
Huh.
He used to play in bands in there. It cost $1 to get in. And then you went up the street and you had Finocchio's.
Yeah.
Where fucking Leonard Skinner played for $1. I used to boo him. Hey, you guys stink! Can't believe it now.
The drummer's just in the news now. He got in all this trouble because I don't remember exactly what it was, but something, he's run afoul of the law in Jacksonville again, in St. Augustine.
Well, I remember Leonard Skinner. But, you know, when you're Allman Brothers fan and Little Feet and those bands, Leonard Skinner looked like dog shit.
That was exactly the way I felt, that I was never going, if you think this is something, you haven't really looked around this town.
That's right, they stunk to me.
Yeah.
I never was a Leonard Skinner fan. Now, when I think about it, I like Give Me Back My Bullets and stupid shit. Like,
yeah, well, you've heard things so many times.
In my head. But Freebird, I thought that was the dumbest ass song in the world.
Yeah, I thought that was a joke even at the time. People yelled.
I'd actually boot him. I'd heckle him.